I'm Eric Whitney with Montana News. A majority of Montanans think that climate change is a very serious concern for the state. That's according to a poll commissioned by the University of Montana and Stanford University. UM political science professor Christopher Musty helped conduct the survey.
I was somewhat surprised that over half of Montanans thought that climate change was either extremely or very serious problem for Montana. And at the same time, looking at federal and state policies towards energy production, about half favored both oil, gas, coal, and wind, solar, and other renewable productions, and about a third of Montanans favored renewables over fossil fuels. So there's sort of a split on what kind of energy development there should be in the state. At the same time, when we asked about the carbon emissions and the EPA new regulations that are clearly going to have a huge impact on Montana, we asked, well, what should Montana do about that? And 71% said the state should produce its own plan. Only 17% supported suing the federal government, and even fewer, 13%, supported allowing the federal government to develop the plan. So this is another piece of evidence that Montanans really like homegrown solutions. I was surprised how few people supported suing the federal government, since both the attorney general actually has filed suit and the governor supports the suit. So you've got bipartisan support there at the state level.
And right now, that EPA plan, those rules are on hold pending that lawsuit.
Absolutely. The federal judges put those on hold. So it's not clear whether they'll be implemented, if so, when, and what the timetable will be. But clearly, Montanans liked when the previous draft carbon emission rules came out. Governor Bullock formed a commission to try to come up with a Montana-based solution, I think he called it. Right. And clearly that really strongly resonates very bipartisan support for that.
Right. And the governor said that the first draft of those regulations were something Montana could do. But when the second draft came out, that I think the phrase he used was the feds moved the goalposts on Montana. So you said a significant majority of Montanans are very concerned about climate change, though?
Yes, 54%.
Did you ask any specific questions about what actions Montanans feel should be taken to address their concerns about climate change?
Well, we didn't ask directly about specific responses to climate change, but we did ask the question about energy development and the carbon emissions rules. And it does seem clear that there's sort of a wait and see attitude about carbon emissions, and they don't necessarily want the energy industry in Montana to be completely shut down. So I think there's a very pragmatic economic concern by Montanans in general.
Montanans are really of two minds. They're very concerned about climate change, but they're also very concerned about the economy and the jobs that come from producing energy and those carbon emissions. It's not an either or for them.
We are. And that's why I think it was notable that exactly half of them said they favored both fossil fuel and renewable development. And of the remainder, there was about a 2-to-1 support in favor of renewables. So there's really strong favorability towards renewables in the state, but that doesn't translate into opposition for continued use of carbon-based fuels, fossil fuels in the state of Montana.
The fourth area that you asked about was tribal sovereignty. What kinds of questions did you ask there?
Well, you asked a general question about whether people thought of tribal sovereignty in a favorable or unfavorable way. And by a substantial margin, about 60% viewed tribal sovereignty as negative instead of positive.
And by sovereignty, you mean just the tribes exercising their own political power to advance their own agendas?
And we didn't define exactly what it meant unless the respondent asked specifically or said they didn't know what it meant and asked for some clarification. And we had a very specific response, which is very similar to what you just said, tribes controlling their own tribal government and having separate sovereignty over their own affairs. I was somewhat surprised by the negative responses to the general idea of tribal sovereignty, especially in light of the fact that when we asked people questions about tribal control over resources, both resources on the reservations and off tribal reservations, when we asked about broader issues that have larger ramifications like the CSKT Water Compact, or the transfer of ownership of the former Kerr Dam to the CSKT tribes, there was a large majority supporting tribal sovereignty in those ways. And that exists pretty much across the state. We would love to drill down into this if we were able to do a second survey a year or two from now, would be to ask people, well, what do they think of when they think of tribal sovereignty? So, for example, it may have to do with some of the legal issues involved in if a person commits a crime on tribal land, how they're treated in the legal system depends partly on whether they're Native American or non-Native. And that isn't totally in the control of the tribes. A lot of the legal framework for that is set by the U.S. government and what it permits and doesn't permit to happen in terms of prosecution and investigation of criminal cases on tribal land.
Do you know what proportion of the people you surveyed were Native American?
We do. About 6% of the overall survey self-identified as Native American, and that's roughly the proportion in the overall population of the state. If we're able to do this survey again, even though it would be quite expensive, we'd like to do what's called an oversample of Native American respondents in the survey, which would mean gaining more enough respondents with Native American background so that it would be statistically easier to separately analyze their opinions and to contrast those with the non-Native population within Montana.
Christopher Mustey, thanks for joining us on Montana Public Radio.
Eric, I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Christopher Mustey is a political science professor at the University of Montana. He helped field the survey we just discussed for the annual Rural West Conference recently held in Missoula. You can find a link to the survey results and the conference on our webpage, mtpr.org.